Thank you, Minister. I will try to very briefly give you an overview of our policy towards the Sami population and Sami women in particular. Section 108 of the Norwegian Constitution and the Sami Act form the basis for the government's goal of taking steps to ensure that the Sami people can maintain and develop their language, culture, and way of life. And of course, we also have obligations to the Sami population pursuant to international conventions, particularly Article 27 of the UN Convention on Civil and Political Rights and the ILO Convention number 169, as you mentioned. I would also like to mention briefly the Sami parliament. They have their own policies towards gender equality and also their own policy to counter violence, intimate partner violence. Furthermore, I can mention that there is a defined geographic Sami language area where Sami language users have a right to use their language in their contact with public authorities and services. And lastly, I would like to mention the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is set up by the Norwegian Parliament. And it will look into the former assimilation policy toward the Sami population. And it will submit its report later this year, this summer. Thank you very much.